Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and Wayne Brady is on the program. Man, this guy can do it all. He's been the host of Let's Make a Deal for, this is unbelievable, 15 seasons now. Wayne, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Can you believe it's been 15 seasons?
Because I'm good out here in L.A.
Yeah. Man, I'll tell you what, I have been a fan of yours for such a long time, from the improv shows to your singing and dancing. And it's funny, you kind of get to do all of that on Let's Make a Deal, too, don't you?
Well, that's not an accident. I mean, that's what myself and the group of producers that I work with, we've made it something that is germane to me, because when B. Hall asked me to take over the show, I initially said no, because I didn't want to host a game show. I'm like, why would I want to give up the freedom of being able to do all the things that I do? That just made no sense to me. And he said, Wayne, I want you to do what you do.
Hmm.
And now, so I got the blessing from Monty to it's now a fun, feel good, money giving, car giving, life changing, variety show, improv show, musical, special guests, random. You never know what's going to happen. And I think the world is a better place for it, because it's a really cool spot of positivity.
Yeah, it really is. And it's almost like the game show is kind of incidental, because everything that you guys do, especially with Jonathan and Tiffany, I mean, it's like a variety show almost.
Yeah, it's a variety show that can change your life. You know, I think especially since the beginning of the pandemic, my mindset towards even doing Let's Make a Deal has evolved and changed, because as a performer, you know, you're doing a gig, and the gig is good, and then you have fun on the gig, but at the end of the day, it's a gig, and I'm very lucky, because when I finish one job, then I'm doing another job. But the pandemic changed my mind in the sense of, I stopped looking at it as, oh, this is the gig, to look how you can help people. Look how a show, a silly little game show, and I say silly not in a pejorative way, but in the way that anything fun can be silly. It's like, we actually can help change people's circumstances. Right. There are people that arrive there. You know, some folks, they may not have that money in their pocket or in their bank account, but then they leave, and they now have enough money to take care of their family for a few months, or to get that new car for their kid who's starting college and doesn't have a car, or somebody's on the bus, or somebody now wins a brand new car because their car got totaled. And just all of the stories that I began to hear and listen to and see how people are affected. And if anyone listening watches the show, you know that I have very, very deep love and affection for people in our armed forces.
Absolutely.
I come from a military family. My father served in the Army for 20-odd years. My sister served for 20-odd years. My grandfather was in the Air Force. And I love seeing my military family folks win, because not every day do you get a pat on the back and a thank you for what you do. So between people in the armed services and teachers, the fact that we get to change lives and make people smile, it's now more than a job. So that's the best part of doing it.
You know, you mentioned the armed forces, and you've got a special coming up, which I love this. We're talking to Wayne Brady here on the National Defense, host of Let's Make a Deal. And the Veterans Day special, featuring a performance by Jordan Sparks and an audience made up of active and retired men and women who have served our country. That's so special and so great for you guys to do that.
It's one of the best parts of the entire thing now to me, because I look at it and I go, wow, we get to help these families. And not everybody thinks about that. You know, like in any game show that you go to, it's just fun, it's silly, and it's about, oh, come on down and you win a car. But I'd like to think that the thing that attracts people to Let's Make a Deal is the human piece of let's make a deal. The fact that I talk to these people, I talk to their families, right. We find out things about them, and then we play the game.
Yeah, it's so fun to watch, and Let's Make a Deal celebrating its 60th anniversary of being one of the longest-running game shows, and the veterans show that we talked about, the active duty of military show, that's one of the prime time specials, and you got a few of these coming up, which are pretty cool, man. I mean, with some extra added prizes, too. What, the luxury car show?
Oh, come on, man. Sports cars. Like
come
I'm
on.
Talking about. Maserati levels it's fun to be able to do that, especially when it's not your money. So
right.
I
think, right. Yeah, even better.
Win it, right? Like play with house money.
Right. Well, you know, you're so good at that, the musical improv. Like, you know, I met him on a Wednesday, and his name was Wayne. To do run, 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 to do run, run.
I think you might have to update your musical references.
Don't you know that? You know that game?
Oh, of course. Yeah, well, that's a basic teaching game, that the do-run-run game. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to jump right in there.
No, man, I do high-level stuff, brother. Come on now.
Okay, all right, sorry. Hey, by the way, my daughter lives in L.A., and she was part of the crowd one day at a taping of Let's Make the Deal. And the producer, she was dressed as a unicorn, and the producer came over and said, okay, you will be on the show. And she was not on the show. She wants me to tell you that you owe her a car.
Oh, well... Tell her that I respectfully disagree, but I would love it if she would come back and play the game.
What is the weirdest outfit you've ever seen somebody wear?
Oh, you know, I really need to start thinking that because press people in doubt, they always ask me questions like that, and you have to imagine we do this show every day. I've seen at this point thousands of costumes.
Right, right.
I don't know. I honestly have to dump my hard drive at the end of the taping so I have room for more information in my head. So I can't tell you the last costume because to me, it's all a sea of people dressed as, you know, dinosaurs Oh, no, you know what? The most imaginative ones, I think the ones that stick out in my head, like when someone comes dressed as, we had someone who built a miniature Let's Make a Deal set where the doors and everything were battery operated and pulleys, and it took a lot of time.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's really cool. I think that when someone really puts a lot of time and imagination into something at the moment, sometimes that's why they get picked. Because like, oh my gosh, I can't just let you put all those man hours into a costume,
right.
And then you don't get picked.
You know, Wayne, if you've got a challenge coin in your pocket right now, I'll give you $50.
Oh, well, then I lose because I'm wearing a robe.
No. Wayne Brady, thank you so much, man. Great talking to you, and continued great success.
Thank you so much for that, and thank you, and please tell your daughter to come on back and play.
All right, look for the unicorn.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.